many people wondered what World War III will be like. Well, it will be long. It will be very painful. It will be very eventful. The long-lived nuclear winter following the short war. I mean, the actual war won't take that long. But the aftermath will. It will be quite a war. I mean, I estimate that in 2017, the total population of the United States is 5 million people. I believe that World War III takes place in 2015. But I think it's the bird flu that killed most of the people, not the explosions. I mean, when you think about it, it's the little things, not the big things, that cause the problem. The little things being the viruses. The big things being the big explosions. More people die of radiation than you think, but according to John Teeter, more people die of starvation than of radiation. That is quite true. A lot of people starve to death. You know, everything is pretty much in shambles. And people didn't get enough supplies, so, you know, the underground shelters run out of food, and, you know, a lot of people simply starve to death. When they try to go outside, the temperature's outside. Well, I had planned 50 degrees below zero. It was actually 150 degrees below zero in the nuclear winter. Really cold. The oceans froze over, and I remember hearing that on the shortwave, that the oceans had frozen over. If you think about it, the oceans freezing over is one of those things that you think is impossible. But there's so much dust in the air that very little light reached the ground, and it just got very, very cold. And yeah, the oceans did freeze over. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it did happen. Later on, the temperature got very warm because of all the carbon dioxide that was in the atmosphere from all the forest that burned down. But for a while, it was really, really, really cold. And you have to plan for that. You have to plan for the fact that there won't be any electricity, there won't be any water, there won't be any social services of any kind. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. I mean, having gone through it in the astral, you know, you see it. You see it up close. It's pretty scary. I shouldn't use the word pretty. There's nothing pretty about World War III. It's ugly. Ugly, scary. The thing about it is that when you see it, you don't realize, you know, how incredible it is. You know, it's, you see the cities completely destroyed. You see, you know, everything that you worked for, you fought for, is gone. You know, it's just all gone. Pretty much, even the people are gone. I mean, there's very few people left. But I mean, it's hard sometimes when you think about it. You know, the war is, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. After the war, in the sense that, you know, the radiation is still there, the viruses are still there, it's just terrible. I mean, after the war is a very long recovery. The war is short, but the recovery is long. Even in 2050, there's still, things are still in bad shape. The roads are really bad shape. I mean, there's few cars, but there's not very many of those. I mean, people don't have a whole lot of CO2. Things you take for granted. Running water, you know, air conditioning, things like that. They just don't exist in the future. I mean, people worry not about which sports team won. They worry about finding food. And when you think about it, I mean, been there, you know, you go to 2026 and you again find that there's only a few million people in the United States. The people who do make it, it's funny, it's
not the people you expect,
but just ordinary people, it seems. Not the big, strong jock, not the brainy nerd, you know. It appears that lots of strength and lots of intelligence doesn't really help you that much. I think it's more a spirit of wanting to keep going that keeps you going. Wanting to keep going in spite of it all. And people that make it, they're very different than the average person now. They're just very different. Their values are completely different. They're a lot less concerned with, you know, things that are trivial. They're a lot more concerned with things that are practical. They worry about finding food. They don't worry about starting a rock group or singing or starting a band or something like that, you know. These ideas are so foreign to them. You know, you don't see people singing and dancing. You see people pretty much worried about, you know, storing food, finding food. That seems to consume a lot of their time. And you don't see people saying, oh, let's set up a soccer team. We found a soccer ball here. Let's set up some teams. They could care less about such things. For them, the things that are important are, you know, shelter, food, water, stuff like that. I mean, finding a mate, you know, it's very basic. You don't have any governments after the war. What governments there were, they completely fell apart. People realize that governments, well, they basically aren't all that useful. After the war, people don't want them anymore. I've said it over and over again. It's like the Wild, Wild West. Except there's no sheriff. It's pretty much every man for himself. And everybody pretty much has to take care of their own self and has to take care of finding and doing their own thing. I mean, there's a sort of a community. It's like a town, but it's... Even an ant colony has a queen. I mean, the queen doesn't physically tell the workers what to do. This is more like a swarm of grasshoppers. I mean, they're all... There's a bunch of them. And... But... They don't really have a boss, except that most of them are dead. There's only a few of them. It's a totally leaderless team of people. Nobody wants to be the leader. Nobody wants to give orders. I guess the people that wanted to give orders, for some reason, they just died. I mean, they probably started giving orders. And if you probably said, you go, you do it. I think that it's just so different. Our society is so hierarchical. And, you know, there's so many different castes. You know, there's people at the top, people at the bottom. And it's so divided. Rich against poor, black against white, women against men, young against old. But after the war, it's all pretty much united. You know, you see everybody together. You know, it doesn't matter. The divisions are all gone. People are all part of one thing.